Going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 12th. It is 9:04 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record. We'll start with the board. Isaac, you're the chair. Do you want to start for us?
Yep, Isaac Barlow.
David Nilsson.
Brad Buchanan.
Don't be bashful.
You want the rest of us? Sorry.
I do.
Jason Birmingham, LRB Public Finance Advisors, financial advisor to the Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District.
LRB Public Finance Advisors.
Aaron Wake, Gilmore Bell, Bond Counsel.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Case Newsett, the Connection Group, District Engineer.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, board, first up is our board meeting minutes from March 21st meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
I've reviewed them and they look accurate.
Okay. Dave,
Same here. They look
could I get a
accurate to me.
motion?
If no one else has any issues, then I move that we approve the board minute meetings from March 21st, 2025.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Isaac. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, our first resolution up deals with the amendment to the assessment ordinance. So, Aaron, I'm going to give it to you and let you take over.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So, as Michael said, the amendment to the assessment ordinance here is to remove certain property. My understanding, and I'm kind of filling in for Darcy here, so correct me if I'm misstate anything, but we're amending this to remove some roadways from the assessment area. So it's slightly decreasing the overall acreage. So that's the intent here. The one thing I just, or a couple things I just wanted to note. So we've gotten a really good map of the property being removed, but are still just waiting on a legal description. So I think the tweak that we would want as part of this approval is just, approving in form, but with the members of the board being designated officers to finalize and execute the ordinance once we have that legal description and, any related minor tweaks and changes to conform to that. So that's the first piece. The second piece, Dave, as owner of the property, I just wanted to confirm on the record that, you're consenting with these changes to the assessment ordinance, if you could just confirm.
Yes, that's confirmed.
Okay, great. And then one thing Darcy just asked me to double check as well was she wasn't expecting that classification one was going to be changed as a result of the road. I see that you sent like a new acreage, but I can't tell if that's a, I haven't been able to check if that's a change or if that's just what it still stands at. Was there a change in the classification one acreage here?
There was a rounding error.
Okay.
Or a rounding. I wouldn't say it was an error, but it was just a rounding in the numbers. So if you extend out the decimal place, you get to the number that's currently in there.
Okay. Nope, that makes sense. Like I said, I just wanted to confirm the expectation. So that's the change that's in front of you, and the suggestion, like I said, of the designated officers and finalizing with the legal description. So happy to take any questions. Otherwise, I think you guys can proceed with a motion.
Yeah, and let me just add that the original assessment area just didn't contemplate a few of the roads that had already been dedicated. And so that was really the purpose was to remove those roads that had already been dedicated. And they were just portions of roads that were within the assessment area.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Dave. So, board, do you have any other questions for Aaron?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then what I would need is a motion to approve resolution 2025-08 with the additions to what Aaron stated, that the officers of the board can go ahead, execute the resolution once we get those, the legal description that he talked about.
Okay, I'll make that motion. Motion to approve resolution 2025-8 with the considerations that the board will act as officers later and approve the meets and bounds.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Isaac.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Brad. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's move on. And our second one, our second resolution deals with the PLOM. So Aaron, I'm going to let you talk about that one as well.
Sure. So you previously approved the bond resolution. And at that time, my understanding is that the PLOM just wasn't quite ready for approval. And I believe circulated a draft over the weekend. And so that will serve as our substantially final PLOM. And, you know, like the other documents in the bond resolution, the officers of the district, together with the, you know, members of the working group, will finalize that document, but it's insufficient form, you know, for your approval today. And that's just the document that will go out to investors to review in determining if they want to buy the bonds. So happy to take any questions, but similarly, if no questions, should be fine for a motion.
Board, everybody comfortable with that? All right. Then yes, I would need basically the same motion, which would be to approve 2025-09, approving the resolution with the caveats that Aaron just talked about.
Right. I'll make the motion that we approve resolution 2025-09 with the caveats that Aaron had mentioned. That allows us to approve it with those changes.
Perfect. Second that.
Thanks, Isaac. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. There is one thing that I wanted to bring up. So we talked in our initial board meeting about the engagement with DA Davidson. So we had you guys approve. They would like it to be signed. Sam just asked that we have you guys ratify back your decision that you have already made. That's the only reason I feel comfortable bringing it up, is you guys have already voted on it. So for the record, could we just get you guys to say again that you're comfortable with what you had done in the original board meeting approving DA Davidson's engagement letter?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take that as a motion, Isaac. Thank you.
I'll second it.
Brad just barely beat you, Dave. Sorry. Comes down to the wire and he barely beat you. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything we need to cover?
Just a quick reminder, Jason here, just a quick reminder that comments on the PLOM that were, well, the revised PLOM that was circulated over the weekend, we're hoping to get those revised comments, if any, by this afternoon. Just as a reminder, we're going to finalize the PLOM, also the financial forecast that was circulated. We're going to ask for final comments on that as well, so that it gives us really tomorrow in which to finalize all of that so that we can post on Wednesday the 14th. So a few things: the PLOM review, comments back, the financial forecast that Shelby's group is doing, we'd ask for that as well, and And then we do need the final requisition form distributed. And I think that's being worked on, Dave. So I just wanted to mention those three items.
Thanks, Jason. Any questions to Jason, board? Okay.
No.
All right. If there's nothing else, what I would need then is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thanks, Isaac.
I second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous.